Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Open your Bible, would you, to John chapter 12. I want to talk to you tonight. You're praying for me, right? I want to talk to you tonight about brokenness. Brokenness. I want to talk to you about what I think is the most transforming prayer I've ever prayed. The most transforming prayer that I've ever prayed. I think it's the most transforming prayer that any of us could pray. And here's what it is. God, break me. God, break me. There has to be a breaking before there comes a blessing. There has to be a breaking before there comes a blessing. The most transforming prayer that I ever prayed outside getting born again was in 1975 when Kim and I, you know, I stopped wrestling with God, arguing with God, running from God, and I went to church. And you know what I said that morning, basically, when I ran to the altar? God, break me. What is that, Pastor? A breaking is when you and I say, not my will, but thy will. No longer is it self-will, but it is His will. Brokenness, there's no way, if you're a note-taker, there's no way I can have God's best without brokenness. There's no way I can have God's best without brokenness. Breaking comes before blessing, and brokenness is not punishment. Brokenness, when you and I say, God, break me. We are not saying, God, punish me, because God does not punish His children. And for all you parents tonight, when you correct your children, don't ever say, we're punishing you. You say, we're correcting you. We never said to our sons, we're punishing you, when I put the Board of Education to the seat of knowledge. You all know what that is. Some of you got revelation on that when they were growing up. I never said, I'm punishing you. I would always say, I'm correcting you. And if you're a born-again child of God, God is a good God, and God does not punish His children. God corrects us. And God corrects us to protect us. So brokenness, if you're a note taker, brokenness, I can never have God's best without brokenness. Brokenness is when you and I allow God to target, listen very carefully, to target the areas of my life and the attitudes of my life that need to be removed and out of my life so God's plan can come to pass in my life. Brokenness is not punishment. If you're a note taker, brokenness is God's pruning process. And how many of you know the Bible says pruning comes before promotion? Pruning, in John chapter 15, comes before promotion. God prunes us so He can promote us. So really, brokenness is God's process to position us and prepare us for promotion. The most transforming prayer I ever prayed was in 1975, when I was full of myself, had enough of myself, and was totally empty and unhappy as a Christian. Because there were things that I was holding on to, I knew I had to let go of for God to use me, God to bless me, and God to work through me. And it wasn't until that Sunday morning I said, God, You can have it all. I lay it all out. God, break me. God, You can target the areas and the attitudes of my life that's holding You back from fulfilling Your purpose for my life. So brokenness is really a blessing. Brokenness is not punishment. Brokenness is God's process to prepare us for God's best. A story in the Bible, many of you have heard the story of Moses, right? And y'all know that Moses, I tell you, he was raised in Pharaoh's court in Egypt. He had everything. He could do anything. And he decided on his own to carry out God's plan for his life. And he thought at age 40, he was ready. And what did he do? To deliver God's people. And he killed, what, an Egyptian. And they got in big trouble, right? So then what did God have to do? God had to take this 40-year-old Rambo, and he had to put him on the backside, way on the backside of the desert for 40 years to break him. He had to put him on the backside of the desert for 40 years to break him. Break him what, of what, Pastor? Pride. This last weekend, we talked about the problem with pride, didn't we? And usually, prideful people don't think they're proud or full of pride. And so God put Moses on the backside of the desert for 40 years to break him of his pride. Number two, if you're a note taker, what does God want to break us of? Pride in our life. Number two, he wants to break us of the attitude of independence. Independence. The world out there tonight, they say they don't need God. You and I say in the family of God, we need God. God, can I have a witness in the house tonight? God's goal, listen very carefully, for you and me is not heaven. God's goal for you and me as Christians is not heaven. God's goal for you and me is not heaven. Heaven is our destination, but heaven is not God's goal for your life. God's goal for your life is that you and I grow spiritually. God's goal for your life and my life is spiritual maturity. God's goal for you and I is spiritual maturity. And there comes no maturity without a breaking. There has to be a breaking before there comes a blessing. The greater the breaking, the greater the blessing. The greater I will allow God submit to his will, surrender. The brokenness is surrendering to God. It's yielding to God. There's no growing without yielding. You with me, family? So Moses, what did he do? At the first 40 years, he was all about pride and independence and self-will and all about himself. And what did God have to do? God had to put him on the way back side of the desert. And God had to break him for 40 years. And then at age 80, now he's ready. And the Bible says now he's the most humblest man that ever lived. So what did God have to break him of? The attitude of pride and turn it into the attitude of humility. Amazing, isn't it? And then what happened at age 80? Can God use 80-year-old Gene? Oh, yes, he can. Moses was 80, right? And he lived for another 40 years. Wow. And his latter days are greater than his former days. Wow. Couldn't have happened without a brokenness. Brokenness is that attitude of submission and surrender and self-awareness. And God, here's my prayer. You can target any area of my life I'm hanging on to that's holding you back from fulfilling your purpose in my life. Have I laid a good foundation so far? Everyone say brokenness. All right, so let's look at some scriptures tonight. John chapter 12, John 12, and let's look at verse 24 and 25. Here's what the Bible says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. Look at the word die. Y'all see that? You could put the word in there, broken. Unless the seed falls to the ground and is broken. Unless the seed is fall to the ground, die and broken, it abideth alone. But if it's broken, it will bring forth what? Much fruit. Through brokenness comes fruitfulness. Without brokenness, watch this now, there's no intimacy with God. Without brokenness, there's no intimacy with God. And until I come to a point in my life and I see the importance and the value and the power of a spirit of brokenness, a spirit where I'm yielding, submitting, and surrendering to God, I'll never get close to God, Connie. without a spirit of brokenness. Because brokenness is humility, and God draws humble people to Him and prideful people away from Him. So bottom line, without brokenness, there's no intimacy with God. So if I do and you do want to go deeper with God, farther with God, closer to God, it's going to take brokenness. And brokenness is that attitude where, God, I surrender my will to your will. Brokenness is where I give up my plan for his plan. Brokenness is where I allow God to deal with my pride, rebellion, and independence. Where God wants humility and submission. God wants humility and submission to his will. I'll never have intimacy until there's brokenness. And look what it says, that when you and I decide to allow God to break us, Pastor, I don't get it. I'm new to this. Allowing God to break me? Well, remember I said, brokenness is not punishment. Brokenness is a blessing. Brokenness is an attitude. Brokenness is an open, submissive, surrendered heart. Brokenness is someone like you and me who want to be authentic. I love that about our church. Don't you love that? We are who we are, and we're not going to wear a face or a facade. Amen. Accept us as we are, but don't leave us as we are, God. Come on, somebody. At Church on the Rock, authenticity is huge in our values. That we come clean, that we come honest, that we don't play games, that we don't use God or one another. That we tell it like it is, but we allow God to change us and cause us to become who he wants us, intended for us to become. So notice here that we see fruitfulness. If you're a note taker, I would write these things down because brokenness brings fruitfulness into my life. Let me give you another one that with F. Brokenness brings freedom into my life. Freedom? Yeah. Brokenness brings freedom into my life. Christians, lots of Christians are not free. They're struggling. There's a war going on within. Do you know why? A lot of times we haven't aligned our spirit, our mind, and our body to the will of God. We haven't aligned. How can two walk together except they agree? We as Christians, we have that inner struggle of the flesh and the spirit, and what we're going to hold on to, what we're going to let go of. And the more that we let go of and let God be God, the more freer we become, because we are in aligned with his word, with our thoughts, our mouth, our heart, our body. Oh, I hope you're getting that. So brokenness brings fruitfulness. Brokenness brings freedom into our life. Next verse goes on, verse 25. And he that loves his life, I don't understand this, Pastor. I'm all new to this thing. I've never been to church on Wednesday night, but I came tonight. We're glad you did. Notice this, he that loves their life will lose it, but he that hates his life in this world will keep it in the next life. What does that mean? That simply means until I give God my life totally, I'll never find the life God has created for me. Until I lay down everything, until I allow God to break me, until I understand the power of brokenness. Until I understand that is the most transforming prayer you can ever pray. When you totally surrender, totally submit, totally obey to God's will for your will. When I say, God, I want to discover my identity in you. God, I want to discover who I was created and intended to be in you. God, I want to let go of my life, lay down my life, allow you to break my life so I can discover the life, abundant life, by the way, victorious life, by the way. I'll never have the impact that God wants my life to have without brokenness. I'll never have the intimacy. I'll never have the impact. I'll never have the legacy that God created me to have without brokenness. Brokenness is laying your life down to find the life that God has for you to live. Aren't you glad those of you have laid your life down for Christ? Aren't you glad you did it? Aren't you thankful for eternal life, abundant life? Come on, somebody, a new life. But you do understand, I gave you the story of Moses, that brokenness is a lifelong process. We're not talking about 7 steps or 12 weeks or 6 weeks. We're talking, this is a lifelong process. Brokenness. Wow. Without brokenness, I'll never have intimacy. Until I come clean, until I surrender, until I say, God, I permit you to target the areas of my life where there's pride and selfishness and independence. The sign of maturity is total dependence on God. The sign of maturity, remember, God's goal for your life is not heaven. That's your destination. Goal for your life is spiritual maturity. And one of the highest levels and signals and characteristic of a spiritually mature person is total dependence on God. What does the Bible say? Without Him, we can do nothing of significance. But with Him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. A sign that we're growing spiritually is we're more dependent on God every day. That God, if you don't help me, I can't do it. God, if you're not in it, I don't want to do it. God, if this is not your direction, I do not want to go that way. That's a brokenness. That's that spirit, that attitude that says, God, I'm coming clean. God, I'm making an altar. God, I give you permission to target any area of my life where I'm selfish, I'm prideful, I'm self-centered, and I'm independent. Those areas of rebellion, God, I want to come clean. God, get those attitudes and those actions out of my life that are holding me back from what you created me for. That's a spirit. That's an attitude of brokenness. You still with me, family? Let me give you another scripture. Psalm 34, verse 18. Psalm 34 and verse 18. I cannot have God's best without brokenness. Look what it says. The Lord is close. And we all want to get close to God. I know you wouldn't come out on a beautiful, sunny, warm, Missouri Wednesday night. I know we want to get close to God, right? I'm showing you how right now. Intimacy means close. There's no intimacy without brokenness. There's no impact without brokenness. I will miss out on God's blessings for my life without brokenness. I won't have the impact God wants for me and my life to make a difference without brokenness. What is brokenness? Right now, Craig Rochelle, I didn't know this. Daniel told me this yesterday or today. Dad, do you know Craig Rochelle just came out with a book called Brokenness? I didn't know that. And in the book, he talks about in his own life, the most dangerous prayer he said he ever prayed was, God, break me. Well, we can relate to that, can't we? You see, I'm excited about this year because you and I, one of the words that God gave me for this year was transformation. The greatest prayer that you and I can pray for change is a prayer that comes out of a broken heart. Now, when we talk about God break me, listen very carefully, we're not saying God break my spirit. Did y'all hear me? As parents, we never want to break our children's spirit. Y'all know that, right? In the book of Ephesians, it says don't irritate your children. Don't be harsh to your children. It says in Ephesians, and don't break their spirit through discipline and correction. Good parents never break the spirit of their children. But they do break their will. When God is correcting us, He's not punishing us. When God is breaking us, He's not breaking our spirit. We're allowing Him to break our will. What is that? Not my, but be done. That's what brokenness is. That's what brokenness will do. And look at this verse. I love this. The Lord is close to those who are of a... There it is. There it is, Steve. You can't have intimacy with God without a broken heart, without brokenness, without coming clean, without being authentic, without saying, God... And here's our takeaway. Here's our to-do. I've been interjecting it all night long because through repetition we learn. And that's this. This dangerous prayer, this transformational prayer. God, please search my heart. target areas of my life that I'm rebellious in, I'm prideful in, I'm unteachable in, I'm independent in, and God, get it out of my life so that I can fulfill your plan for my life. Without brokenness, we'll never have God's best. Without brokenness, we'll never live out God's purpose. Without brokenness, we'll never have impact on other people. Look what the Bible says. He says, the Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart. And look at this. He saves us that are crushed with sorrow for sin and are humbly and thoroughly penitent. As the team comes out, what's God looking for tonight? He's looking for people like you and people like me. I think we're those kind of folk that we want to get closer to God. I want anything and everything out of my life that would hinder my fellowship, relationship, and walk with God. How about you, Church on the Rock? I want to go to a new level this year. I want our church to go to a new level. I want a greater anointing. I want more breakthrough for you, more transformation for you. How will it come? Through brokenness. It really didn't change for me. You know, again, the story, Kim and I, we'd been married for 2 years and it was going south. It wasn't working. Why? Because I was selfish. I was rebellious. I was unteachable. In the natural, I'm a very independent person. I'm self-sufficient. I'm strong-willed. I'm an A-type personality. I'm a visionary. Get out of my way or I'll run you over. Ask the team, I want it done yesterday. Yeah. So what? It wasn't until I ran to that altar in 1975 in October and I said, basically, I really did. God, break me. God, it's not working. I'm going to lose my wife, my marriage. I'm going to break my parents' heart. No one had ever been divorced in our family. I'm going to mess things up. God, here, take my heart, search my heart, target my life. Help me in these areas of pride, rebellion, self-willed, these areas of my life where I want my own way. And God, get those attitudes and actions out. Because God, I want to be close to you. I want to know you. I want to walk in freedom. I want to make a difference with my life. I want to have your best. And I know without brokenness, I'll never have God's best. And my brother and sister, this is a spirit and an attitude that you and I must carry if we're going to fulfill God's goal for our life, which is not heaven. That's our destination. It's spiritual maturity. And here's what I know. One of the highest levels of a spiritually mature person is they are at a point in their life now, total dependence on God. Amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week and don't forget that God is for you.